This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Gulf of Tonkin. Weapons of mass destruction. Babies in incubators. All fake news to send us to war. Now, we cover that. We know that. And we don't like that. So we come out against the strikes in Syria because we know that they're based on a false flag, which, by the way, the OPCW still can't get in. Yesterday, they were under gunfire, couldn't get in to investigate. Today, they're blocked again. They can't even get into the scenes. Haven't even investigated the scenes of the chemical attack or the alleged chemical attack. Rand Paul says the Syrian chemical attack, false flag. I bet Ron Paul said it, too. You got all kinds of people, you know, U.S. politicians, European politicians, naval intelligence. I mean, you know, everybody knows it's a false flag. I mean, Trump knows that he lied to us. He gaslit us. And then who knows what actually happened with the strikes? Who knows if they lied about that, too? But this is all fake. So we cover it. We report that it's fake. And we try to stop another foreign intervention over fake news. And then we get demonized. But here's the clip of the boy in the recent videos that they're claiming were videos from the chemical attack. Here is that boy, and I'm going to have to speak over this because it's in subtitles because it's not in English. But here is the boy saying, who is in the video, that the entire event was staged. So there's the boy and his father, an 11-year-old Syrian boy who was presented as a victim of a chemical attack in Douma by the white helmets, has told how his video was shot. Here's the kid. We heard a cry outside shouting, go. We ran to the hospital, and as soon as I entered, they grabbed me and started pouring water on me. The father speaking, I was doing construction jobs at the local stadium. When I found out that my family was in the hospital, I almost went crazy. I left work and returned to our district. I didn't see anyone. I didn't hear anything about the chemical attack. Well, that's amazing. Must have been a media fake news story. I smoked outside and felt nothing. I entered the hospital and asked about my family. So here he is at the site of the alleged attack. He's saying there was nothing there. I saw that water had been poured in the room and saw some children. They shouted, hello. I went upstairs and saw my wife and children. I asked, what are you doing here? So obviously he's confused at this point. Like, what's going on? Why are people talking about this when there's nothing going on? They answered, someone shouted outside that they started to smell something. So we ran in here. After that, we were given dates and cookies. Praise be to Allah, the children were fine.
Some people, we don't know any one of them.
This is incredible stuff.
They said, chemical attack. Here in the hospital, we didn't see any chemical attack symptoms here.
So the white helmet staged the whole thing. I mean, it's literally a staged event. They just faked the whole thing. Yeah, but let's bomb Syria. This is ridiculous, man. Syria wants to be about rock and roll and sport events and having sovereignty and being secular. And so the globalists just have to rape it and destroy it and remove Assad, man. I mean, it's just so gross. Mike Cernovich on the other side.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it was a prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So I was making a joke. Did I make it on air during the break? I don't remember. But basically, we just play a Sputnik video, so now we're going to be Russian agents. That's what they're going to say. Oh, InfoWars is colluding with Russia. They played a Sputnik video. That's like someone in Russia playing a video of me doing a man on the street. Just because it's a video. I mean, it's raw. It's real. I mean, there's no agenda. It's just a video. And so they play it, and then they say, oh, they're colluding with the Russians, and InfoWars is colluding, and it's all fake news. And it's like, no. We're just playing a video. So it's like, I can't even play a Sputnik video without being considered a Russian agent. It's like, oh, how dare Sputnik go shoot a video of the area where they say the chemical attack happened and where they staged the whole thing, and he talks to one of the boys and one of the men that was there and experienced it. I mean, how dare they? I'm not sitting here acting like Sputnik is the final source of truth here. They're just playing a video. They're just talking to people playing a video. And so then all we do is we just analyze it and we break it down and we say, well, someone's lying here, and what would make sense? For Assad to gas his own people? So we don't need to get a motive for the Vegas shooting. We don't need to get a motive for Assad gassing his own people. The mainstream television news just reports it. Just does what they're told. Just goes along with the fake news. Just goes along with the cover-up. But now here's a video from the BBC. Former head of the UK Navy, Lord West, doubts the official story on the Syria attack.
It's absolutely right to do a rap across his knuckles to show him that the international community are not willing to put up with this, and it's right to do it. But I just wonder, you know, we've had some bad experiences on intelligence. When I was chief of defense intelligence, I had huge pressure put on me politically to try and say that our bombing campaign in Bosnia was achieving all sorts of things, which it wasn't. I was put under huge pressure, so I know the things that can happen with intelligence.
How about
and
that?
I would just like to be absolutely sure.
We know
intelligence agencies lying to go to war?
On Friday.
Never heard of that.
Accused a Western state on Friday of perhaps fabricating evidence in Duma or somehow being involved.
We have no evidence.
In Duma.
They don't even fabricate evidence anymore.
War with Russia on so many fronts.
BBC is like CNN, by the way. A total joke.
It's advisable to be stating this so publicly, given your position and your profile. Isn't there a danger that you're muddying the waters?
Well, I think the answer is...
All right, you know what? Pause it right there. See, this... this is so frustrating, because I just don't... Why do people like this exist? Why, muddying the water? He's out here trying to report the truth, trying to shed light on a false flag, perhaps trying to stop a larger war, and he's muddying the waters, says the BBC host. Give me a break. Go back.
Lavrov said on Friday, or accused a Western state on Friday of perhaps fabricating evidence in Duma or somehow being involved with what happened in Duma. Given that we're in an information war with Russia on so many fronts, do you think perhaps it's inadvisable to be stating this so publicly, given your position and your profile? Isn't there a danger that you're muddying the waters?
Well, I think the answer is, if there's a real concern, if, let's face it, if he hasn't done it, then that is extremely bad news. You know, if he hasn't actually, if Assad hasn't carried out the attack, and I think it's just worth making that clear.
No, see, exactly. That's it right there. Here, that's it. Pull the clip out. That, exactly right there. That's what it is, because if people understood that they would lie about something like that to go to war, their entire game would be over. Their entire facade would collapse. The entire house of cards would fall in on itself. That's the key. I didn't even see. People want to. That's, oh my gosh, this is so important. This is, that's literally everything. They have to maintain their lie that Assad gassed his own people, because if the truth comes out that intelligence agencies would fabricate that, lie about that, and then the media in lockstep with the fake attack, with the fake news, would go and report on it all day long and shove it down your throat, the fake narrative. If people understood that that was the deal, their whole game is over. And people are understanding that's the deal. That's why they're losing. That's why CNN and MSNBC are failing. That's why, I mean, you can't even show me one liberal talk show that they don't read off a teleprompter. The only thing that you can find, and trust me, I've tried, is Rachel Maddow. The circus freak is the only liberal that can actually do a show and probably doesn't rely on a teleprompter all the time. Now, of course, Mandark reads off a teleprompter. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there isn't a liberal with the IQ and the thought capacity and the wit to do what we do here, to go live for 3 hours without a teleprompter, to report on real news. Oh, my teleprompter says Assad gassed his own people. Yes, Assad gassed his own people. Assad very, very bad. Oh, but when you find out that the intelligence agencies lied about it, the whole thing was staged, and the media went along with the lie? Folks, I mean, this is like, I mean, do you understand how big this is? Do you, I mean, look at this. They fake an attack in Syria. Boy, this is so ridiculous. Then they send an anchor from CNN. I mean, they send an anchor for CNN in Syria, and she puts her head in a backpack and is like, oh, yeah, it smells like sarin. You dumbass, you'd be dead if that was sarin. But that's what I'm saying. That's how stupid they are. Oh, oh, my gosh. She sticks her head in a backpack. Oh, it smells like sarin. Really? Was it a sarin attack? Was it a chlorine attack? You don't even know. That's how dumb you are. You didn't even do your research before you went to the scene of the alleged crime. And then you sniff a backpack that you think smells like sarin, even though sarin gas wasn't even the chemical used in the attack. Oh, God. Oh, I mean, see, this is what I'm talking about. Let me explain something. I hate politics, okay? I hate it. I hate this crap. All of this news on my desk that I got to cover about nonsense in California, not liberals wishing Barbara Bush was dead. I mean, all of this crazy stuff. Governor Cuomo in New York pardoning felons. Oil. I mean, I hate this stuff. I want to go to a rock and roll show. I want to go to a ball game. That's what I want to do. But you know why I don't do that, folks? Because I realized 5 years ago that the mainstream media are a bunch of liars. And I had to do this. There was no other option. There is no other option. That's why this is so key. And the people are waking up. As soon as the facade of the mainstream media falls, it's game over. it's game over. And they have to have us removed from the playing field before they collapse, because we are the game changers. We are the real news. And so it's just, if people understood how fake television news was, how scripted, they just get their talking points from the intelligence agencies that lie all day long. They claim they're the arbiters of intelligence. They are the arbiters of destroying intelligence. That's what they do. They muddy the waters with their lies. They start wars with their lies. And then Chuck Schumer goes on television and says,
you better not cross the intelligence agencies. They've got five ways of Sunday of messing up or getting back at you.
Oh, so then they lie about chemical attacks. They lie about Trump colluding with Russia. They lie in some dossier. It's all a big lie. So you know what? I can't just put it all aside and watch sports and rock concerts, because I have a mainstream media lying to the public, trying to send us into another war and censor my free speech. I mean, that is everything. These people, it's just total fake news.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence.
So I just had the great crew remind me here. We're so inundated that we don't even remember our own stuff. On Friday, I am doing a WikiLeaks special when I host the War Room, which is what I'm normally hosting today. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones here on the Alex Jones Show. But on Friday, when I'm hosting the War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. Central, we're doing a WikiLeaks special. And what I'm asking the audience to do is to call in with your favorite WikiLeaks content, whether it's a Podesta email, a DNC email, a Vault 7 release, you know, emails from years ago during the Bush administration, whatever it is, your favorite WikiLeaks content. We're doing a WikiLeaks special from 3 to 6 p.m. Central on the War Room, hosted by myself and Roger Stone. And we're just going to cover all the WikiLeaks stuff and whatever your favorite content is, or you think, whatever you think is the most groundbreaking or the most revealing. Because they don't deny the content of the WikiLeaks as being legit. They never have. Because they're real. So we'll just go ahead and we'll just shed light back on those WikiLeaks emails. You know, the $65,000 hot dogs that Obama paid for with taxpayer dollars. They said they want to use the same channels and the same waitresses. $65,000 hot dog, huh? I have a feeling that that $65,000 hot dog comes with some nice pecs, some nice muscular legs. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to do on Friday in the War Room. I'm looking forward to that. Now, I also have to say the crew corrected me. Apparently, Rachel Maddow is completely scripted. The whole show. And they have the article that breaks it all down. I mean, these, of course it's scripted. I mean, but here's the thing about, look, Rachel Maddow is a total circus freak. Okay. But I at least give her credit. I mean, she can basically go on air for 3 hours, and it seems like she's original and not reading off a teleprompter, but apparently the whole thing is scripted. So there is no liberal outlet of free speech, essentially. It's all controlled. It's all teleprompter reading. It's all fake. There's no wit. There's no creativity. That's why there's no liberal talk show hosts. You can't find a liberal talk show host that has a radio show, because radio is teleprompter free. You have to be able to think on your feet, and you have to know your facts. Well, there is no liberal that possesses those traits. So Rachel Maddow ends up being totally fake news as well. I thought at least she was speaking from the heart and the mind, as corrupted and dumbed down as it may be. But the whole thing's scripted, so I'm fake news. But here's the other key to just put a cap on what I was talking about, the fake news and the Syrian attack in the last segment. They don't just lie. This is not a isolated incident of mainstream media lying about a chemical attack in Syria, folks. They lie about everything. Everything. How do you think, if you had a real media, if you had a real television media in this country, the whole Russian collusion Trump investigation would already be torn to shreds. But if you watch most of the television media, 90% of it, you'd think it's legit. You'd think they actually got something. I mean, that's how fake it is. I just want people to understand that. And if you understand that, you understand everything. Literally, that is like the first step to the awakening process. That is the first step to enlightenment, is understanding how fake television news is and how controlled and how scripted. Here's a story from RT. Russia's OPCW envoy exposes 8 UK lies in Skripal case. Yeah, it looks like that was a British false flag. And then you find out that Skripal has connections to Kimball Wood, who has connections to the Clintons, and it's all the same group, folks. I mean, the Clinton crime syndicate is worldwide. Bodies getting buried worldwide to try to hide the evidence of all their crimes. I mean, this is sick, twisted stuff. And if you watch television news, you wouldn't know any of it. None of it. And that's, to me, again, the biggest thing that can wake people up. Because, I apply most things in life. It's a basic psychological practice. I apply most things in life to what my experience is, and I feel like the average human has the same psychology as me. And that's the case most of the time. When I first started watching news covering the Boston Marathon bombing in sports media, it was like, it was obvious to me how fake it was. I didn't need someone to tell me that CNN was fake news. I didn't need someone to tell me that MSNBC was fake news. All I had to do was watch it for 30 minutes and be like, this is a joke. And I feel like that same capacity exists in most people, but that's why they dumb them down with the fluoride in the water. That's why they distract them with the sports and the Kardashians and the Biebers and the Jersey Shores and all of that nonsense. The Kardashians. You know, it's just so fake. It's so fake. Literally. Khloe Kardashian is like the biggest story to the trendies right now, and the Snapchatters and the Twitters and everything. Khloe Kardashian, she has a baby or something, and then they have this whole story like her husband is cheating on. It's all fake. It's all fake. Khloe Kardashian is probably O.J. Simpson's daughter. I swear. Let me just get into some of this news. I'm going to lose my mind here. It's just all so fake. I can't even deal with it. Here, let's go to this stack. Look at this. You know, the liberal stronghold of California, folks. California has 8 of 10 most polluted U.S. cities. And there you go. California, the liberal stronghold, the most polluted state in the country. Trump tax cut, not for everyone. 1 million Californians will owe $12 billion more next year. President Donald Trump's tax cuts have forced Californians to pay their fair share of taxes for the first time in years. It used to be because California's state tax was so high that they didn't even have to pay a federal tax. They got that deducted. Well, Trump said, no, you're going to have to pay your fair share, California. And so now California also has to pay the federal tax, and they're all looking at their taxes. They're getting raped by their state taxes. Now they're also getting hit with the federal taxes. Welcome to the real world, California. You haven't been living there for too long. By the way, if you look down on the streets of San Francisco, you're going to see human feces. California bill could force businesses to submit salary data to state. So now the state of California is funding a new program to analyze all the salaries in the state of California. Why? To make sure women are getting equal pay. So that's what we're going to spend our money on in California. They can't afford it, but they'll do it anyway. And then a transgender woman gets booked into a male section of the jail during a protest, and she's complaining that she's not in the female section. Well, how about this? I'm going to go out on a limb. Whatever private part you were born with, that's what you are. And that's what jail cell you should go in.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species.
The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Now, Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones here. I was just talking about, you know, I don't care if you like the Kardashians. Just know what it is. Just know it's all fake. Just know it's all garbage. Okay? I have things that I do to get my mind off of this stuff, too, like go to a ball game or whatever. So it's fine. If you want to follow the Kardashians, fine. I'm not mad at you. Just know how fake it is. Not just their bodies are fake. I mean, literally plastic bodies. But all the stories, whatever story that they're reporting on is fake. You know, relationship troubles or anything like that. It's all fake. It's all for show. So just know that the Kardashians are totally fake. And that the entire Kardashian popularity movement was started by Kim Kardashian sucking a wee-wee on camera. It's just sad that this is how far our society's fallen. That's really what this comes down to. And Joe Rogan talked about this recently on his podcast, and also the blatant hypocrisy of liberals when it comes to their policies. Here's a great clip from Joe Rogan's podcast.
So now let's talk about
mass shootings.
Mass shootings, right? So get rid of gun-free zones. No one wants to hear that. Get rid of gun-free zones. If you're not going to establish a perimeter outside of a building where I can go, don't tell me I can't bring my gun in there. A sign on the window is not stopping somebody from coming into the building.
What?
We've seen it time and time and time and time again.
No way.
If the guns were the problems, we would have a mass shooting at every gun show every single day. But we don't. Why? The same reason you pointed out why that one,
who is
one
this
place
man
in Georgia,
with his logic,
everybody had to have a gun, crime went down.
This logic is dangerous.
They don't want to hear that, though.
They don't
want to hear that the answer to gun violence is everyone has a gun.
Now,
that's such a convenient answer for a guy like you.
It's very convenient.
So many guns you can't count.
But here, let's look at the alternative. We've been living in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And we're acknowledging that there's a problem.
Right.
So why are we entertaining the fact that maybe that is the case?
Right, but do you think that, like, school...
Now, here, just pause right there, because I want to explain something. Now, that's the picture that liberals try to paint in this gun debate, that, oh, the gun activists, the gun nuts just want everyone to walk around with a gun to each other's heads. No. It's about having the right to a firearm, and then if you know how to use it and you have a concealed carry, now you become, you know, a protector of yourself and others around you. But they always use that argument like gun nuts just want everybody to have a gun, so everyone's pointing a gun at each other. No, that's not what it is. So just discount that. Go back.
These teachers being armed would be the answer?
All right, so...
Or do you think there should be armed security on the campus?
I say it should be multi-layered. Right? Because if you really want to put things into perspective, and the NRA didn't add about this, and people got pissed off, but it's the truth. Wherever, whatever school the president's kids go to, they are guarded by guns.
Right.
That school is protected by guns.
Right.
Right? Anything we hold valuable in this country is protected with guns.
No one is more anti-gun than Hollywood. When you hear about any sort of crime or gun violence, the left-wing people in Hollywood are the most vocal, the most virtue signaling, the quickest to jump on their pedestal. Meanwhile, what percentage of their movies involve gun violence? And if you look at the Academy Awards, did you see the security at the Academy Awards? You see all these left-leaning, liberal actors being protected by people with flak jackets on, carrying guns with fingers outside the triggers. I mean, dogs.
But you,
it's crazy.
You know what it is, though? It's a loss of touch with reality.
Well, they're also insulated and protected.
Well, that's
part of it.
Because in their mindset goes like this. Well, I have security guards. I mean, Kim Kardashian's the biggest. I did a video on that, so that was the first thing that came
to mind.
Biggest
what?
She's the biggest hypocrite on that, right?
Because, well, she's a dum-dum.
Yeah, of course, but she also influences a ton of people.
Yeah.
Right?
That's unfortunate. But
exactly.
Steve Harvey had her on Family Feud. They were on Family Feud. The Kardashians and the West were talking about how stupid Kim was.
But we know this, though. That's the crazy thing.
Well, there's no incentive for her to be intelligent.
There isn't.
I mean, she's good at making money. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I don't fault her for that. Hey, make your money, boo-boo. But, but at the end of the day, she still has access to scores of young, influential minds.
Right. I understand that. That's unfortunate, but there's nothing we can do about that.
There isn't. But
other than you point out the fact that she's a dum-dum.
Pretty much, yeah.
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 She's not a terrible person.
I don't know the woman.
I just don't. Well, I've heard her talk. I just don't think she's really interested in expanding her mind. I just don't think that that's something that's
not beneficial. But
that's her.
Here's the thing about that, though. The mindset, though, is there are people who we pay to carry guns.
Right.
I don't need to carry them. Therefore, you don't either.
So right? What you're
so it's the same
her,
story and. You can obviously watch the full clip on the Joe Rogan Experience, but it's the same story. Liberals have a double standard. They don't want you to have a gun, but they're all protected by guns. But it really is that. I mean, look, Kim Kardashian has the IQ of a kumquat, okay? And she influences millions of people. And that's sad. That people idolize somebody that's that fake, a porn star. So I bring in Mike Cernovich now. He's going to be with me for the conclusion of this segment and as well in the next segment. But it's the same story, Mike. Why can't liberals at least take a look in the mirror before they spout off about their policies?
Hypocrisy is probably just a natural human condition, and to protect your own ego. So in a way, liberals are doing what everyone does, which is being a hypocrite. The difference is that liberals, they want a big mass of government. See, the reason that I'm not liberal is because I believe that humans are fundamentally flawed, whether that's because of original sin, as the Bible teaches, or whether it's because of the way we evolved. We had our ancestors were very, I mean, if you ever think about it, our ancestors had to murder people to conquer territory to procreate, and then that leaves us here trying to be moral, righteous people. And that's why I don't support big government, because I don't trust people to have a large amount of power, and that includes myself. I don't trust myself to have a large amount of power. Liberals, though, they want this massive government, and they lack the...
But think about it, though, Mike, but think about this. If you ask the average liberal, hey, do you want a bigger government? I bet they would all say no.
Well, yeah, they've actually... That's one of those trolls that Crowder and those kind of types do, which is really funny. If you go ask a liberal, you say, do you believe that we should expand government? Oh, no. God, no. We need to keep government, you know, small. Who would want bigger government? That's why they frame it in different ways. So, for example, if you want gun control, as liberals do, and you want gun bans, as liberals want, you have to expand the size of government, because who else is going to go door to door and kick down doors and confiscate guns from people? So you're right. That's a great point. It is actually one of those. It's funny, like Mark Dice and other people, that's sort of their wheelhouse. Go in and ask liberals, do you support bigger government? And they'll all say, oh, no, the government's way too big, has way too much power.
I mean, just think about that. These people are so predictable in their brainwashing, in their cognitive dissonance, that you can literally plan to do that video. You can be like, hey, watch this. I'm going to go ask these people about this, and here's how they're going to respond, and I'm going to have a funny video on it. You can do it every time with these people. You can't trick conservatives like that. They know what they're talking about. They've done their research. I mean, it's just incredible to me. But what do we do? I mean, if they don't want to become informed, if they don't want to do research, I mean, I can't help them.
No, we just have to not let them have more power. That's the problem, is we know we can't trust them. Comey or McCabe are lying. This is something that nobody wants to talk about on the left. Either Comey lied about McCabe's media contacts, or McCabe is lying. So think about it. Either the director or the deputy director of the FBI is a liar. That should be a big story. And the media, they're not even talking about it. They're talking about, oh, maybe Trump had a Diet Coke today.
Ooh, well, what about Stormy Daniels? Mm-hmm. Oh, but I'm going to give a third option there, Mike. Let's take this into consideration. How about maybe they're both liars? Oh, wow. Maybe both of them are liars. I think that is probably the odds-on favorite to win that deal. Mike Cernovich is going to break it all down. The news on Comey on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. Normally, I host the War Room from 3 to 6 p.m., but Alex has some work he's dealing with behind the scenes. I'm sure you can imagine what it is, and so I fill in today. Mike Cernovich is my guest, and we were just talking about James Comey a little bit, briefly getting into that, and you now have potential criminal investigations going on into James Comey with some of the Republican members of Congress pushing Jeff Sessions to begin a criminal investigation into Comey, into Clinton, into McCabe. And Mike, you were breaking down in the last segment how when you do a cross-reference analysis of what McCabe says and what Comey says, one of them is dishonest, one of them is lying. Why doesn't anybody talk about this? I mean, Trump has a crooked toenail, and it's the main story, but the head of the FBI and number two at the FBI can't even get their story straight, and the media doesn't want to touch it.
Well, yeah, we live in a bizarre world where the liberal, because if you go back and if you watch old clips of you or Alex, people can read my writing from 15 years ago. I've always been distrustful of federal power, and now all of a sudden you have people who were, oh, yay, Ray Bradley Balco, the rise of the warrior cop. We really have to do something about all these federal SWAT teams kicking down doors. Oh, yay, 10 members of the FBI SWAT team came in with machine guns and kicked down Paul Manafort's door at 5 in the morning, and the guy's wife could have got murdered. You know, who knows what could happen? Oh, yeah, I can't believe it. Whoa, whoa, I love deep state. So what we're seeing is that the left don't have principles. They don't actually, they're not moored to any truth higher and above themselves. Because I've even said, for example, and my own people don't like to hear it, I've even said that, you know, what happened to those two African-American men in Starbucks in Philadelphia, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And I do think we should look into it and find out what was there, because I have a principle. The principle is that you need to treat people with dignity and kindness. You need to treat people equally. But the left, they don't have any principles.
But let's stay on this topic and kind of get into the psychology of it. And let's use Donald Trump as a nexus. Like you said, if you look at, you know, what Mike Cernovich talked about or wrote about, it's consistent with what he talks about and writes about today. Same with Alex Jones. But the odd thing to me is, and this is honestly like, it's a mystery to me, most of the you know, quote unquote liberals or whatever that are, you know, the anti-Trump in the street, just like us, I would say that they were even probably more closer allied to our beliefs than they are now. And that all happened after the Trump nexus. So they used to be on the same page of, you know, demilitarize the police, you know, too much police power, too much government power, government's corrupt, FBI's corrupt, no more foreign wars. You know, we all were on the same page there. We were all kind of together. They might lump us up as conspiracy theorists, or they have different terms they might call us, but we were all on the same team, and we kind of had in general the same ideas and beliefs, you know, separate thoughts here and there, different policy issues, but overall it was kind of the same, you know, don't trust government, don't trust the media, you know, the police are becoming militarized, the police state, and then Trump happens. And it's like they're a totally different breed. It's like everything in their mind changed. I mean, how do you even explain that?
Scott Adams actually does a great job of that in his book, Win Bigly, about Trump. It is literally a psychological condition called cognitive dissonance. And of course, the original study of that involved actual literal cults. The original research in cognitive dissonance involved an end of days cult. And the cult leader said, okay, everybody's going to die tonight. The world's going to end tonight. The world didn't end, and then the cult members, rather than say, oh, wow, I guess we were wrong, oh, okay, well, you know, we'll go learn from this, what they said was, oh, we believe in him even more now, because to admit that they were wrong would be to admit that their own ego is flawed, and the injury would be so much, do so much damage psychologically that they just couldn't do it. So that's the same thing here.
And that's it, though, and their cult leader is the mainstream news.
Correct. The mainstream news got that. This is a great point actually. Maybe that'll be my next article. Is the mainstream news said Trump was going to lose. Okay, great. Okay, you said it. He was wrong. So what should have happened and what would have happened if people were rational is they would have said, well, son of a gun, I guess the media doesn't really know what they're talking about. I need to go read books or watch someone else or listen to another podcast. But no, rather than admit that, wait, I've spent decades of my life being told lies by the fake news media. Oh, crap. What does that say about me? I don't want to go there. I don't want to have a heart, because that's what you learn if you're a Christian. If you're a Christian, you learn that you're a sinner. And when you sin, you don't say, well, I mean, it wasn't really a sin that I did that. No, you learn, okay, that was a sin. You need to repent. You need to confess. You need to live a better life. So Christian conservatives are more protected against a lot of the cult-like behavior of the left because they're used to admitting that, hey, I did the wrong thing here. I really need to be better in the future. Whereas people who don't have any kind of a religious belief, they just go, oh, well, the media couldn't have been wrong. Something, something, something. Russia.
No, that's it. That's exactly it. And so they have this denial that they're in the cult. So like they act like the Trump people are in the cult and everything, and they act like they hate that. But really the ugliness is just their own denial that they're in a cult. I mean, that's really what this comes down to. Mike, I want to get your take on a story that's surfacing here. The media is now saying that Cohen is going to flip on Trump. You know, they got Cohen. They illegally raided his place, his house, his hotel, his office, everything. They got all the documents. I mean, imagine if somebody did that to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, what we would find out. But they're saying Cohen is going to flip on Trump. Well, I'm sitting here and I'm saying, well, that's a misnomer. What do you mean flip on Trump? What, is he going to turn over whatever happened with Stormy Daniels? I mean, flip on Trump. There's nothing to flip. So when you see that story, what do you think?
Well, I see that the media, as usual, is preying on public ignorance of the legal system. The attorney-client privilege belongs to the client. So you can't just snitch on a client. You can't just say, oh, you know, my client did X, Y, and Z. It doesn't work that way. The client is the one who decides if you're allowed to talk about the scope of the representation, what you found during representation. So you got to get, you notice in these articles, the media, they never actually quote any lawyers about the real law, right? They never go, oh, hey, Michael Cohen.
Yeah, yeah. They don't want to quote Alan Dershowitz because he's actually against what they're doing.
Right. So they never, the same thing with the lawsuits against Alex and InfoWars. To the credit, the Daily Beast actually quoted a free speech lawyer, and the free speech lawyer said, well, actually, that might be anti-slapped. This was, it looks like this lawsuit is actually political stunt. And I was like, holy cow. Since when? It was like the first time I read an article about a lawsuit where they actually quoted a free speech lawyer. And there's a reason they don't quote the free speech lawyer, because if you actually do talk to a free speech lawyer, they're going to tell you, well, no, no, wait a minute. If you sue someone and it's just a publicity stunt, then you might actually have to pay that person's legal fees, because that's called a strategic lawsuit against public participation. And Texas, like California, where I live, has what's known as an anti-slap law. That means that if you want to file a strategic lawsuit against public participation, then you're going to have consequences for that. So I was like, wait a minute, since when do you actually interview an actual lawyer about this stuff? Well, that's why they never want to talk to lawyers, because a real lawyer will tell you, this is why I've never sued anybody for defamation, even though people lie about me, edit videos.
Yeah, it's so hard to win that suit, to prove damages.
Yeah, not only is it almost impossible to win, but you might end up having to pay the other side's legal fees if they conclude that you were really just trying to silence and chill free speech.
Well, and just to be clear, too, because some of the audience isn't aware of this, I mean, Alex is filing the anti-slap. So Alex is fighting back against this. Mike Cernovich is going to stick around with us for one more segment. But, folks, we are able to withstand these attacks because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've got a bit of a raspy voice today. I was screaming at a rock concert last night. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, and I'm going to spray some of that beautiful colloidal silver with that nace iodine on my throat. It's going to heal it right up. Here we go. There's a little good taste there, too. A little piney. So there you go. Super Blue. Oh, it already feels better. You can already hear the difference. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle at InfoWarsStore.com. It's on sale right now. And just like Mike was talking about, when you file these things, it's a painstaking process, and it's not cheap. And we'd rather not have to do it, but we have to because they don't stop attacking us. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes it all possible. 50% off Super Male Vitality. All kinds of specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got toothpaste. We've got shampoo. Household items. You need toothpaste. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.